Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
October 28, 1804, day 168 of the expedition. Preparing to council on the keelboat with the principal chiefs of the Mandan, the Gros Ventre, and Watterson. The expedition readies gifts and speeches to present to the great chiefs who live in this area, but when the day dawns, the wind is blowing so hard that some of the chiefs from the lower village cannot cross the river to attend the council. The captains entertain those who do come.
A windy day, fair and clear. Many of the Gros Ventres and Wattersons came to see us and hear the council. The wind being so violently hard from the southwest prevented our going into council. Indeed, the chiefs of the Mandans from the lower village could not cross. We made up the presents and entertained several of the curious chiefs who wished to see the boat, which was very curious to them, viewing it as great medicine, as they also viewed my black servant. The Black Cat, Grand Chief of the Mandans, Captain Lewis and myself, with an interpreter, walked up the river about 1.5 miles. Our views were to examine the situation in timbers for a fort. We found the situation good, but the timber scarce, or at least small timber, such as would not answer us. We consulted the Grand Chief in respect to the other chiefs of the different villages. He gave us the names of 12. We had several presents from the women of corn, boiled hominy, soft corn, etc. I presented a jar to the chief's wife, who received it with much pleasure. Our men very cheerful this evening. We sent the chiefs of the Gros Ventres to smoke a pipe with the Grand Chief of the Mandans in his village, and told them we would speak tomorrow. Captain William Clark, October 28, 1804.
Chief Black Cat's Indian name was Posekopsahe. The captains were impressed with this chief's intelligence and friendliness, and thought he would be useful to American interests. It's said that he made a point of flying the American flag Lewis and Clark gave him when the British traders from the Northwest Company came to visit in 1806. Tomorrow, Fire on the Prairie.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Additional historical information often taken from the Lewis and Clark Companion by Stephanie Ambrose Tubbs. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.